This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I tell you what, they are absolutely crushing it. I told you about this stock back in September the 28th in 2017. At that time, you could have got the stock around 17 cents a share. Today, it's trading at 53 cents a share. So you could have made a lot of money on that. We're talking no other than Knight Food Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol MGTF. And with us today to talk about his company is Sean Folkeson. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Everett. Thanks for having me again. I really appreciate that.
You know, we have a lot of new listeners since you've been on the show back in September. So if you would, maybe give us a little bit about statement of who you guys are and how you make your money.
Sure. So at the time when we were on back in September, I'll flash back to then. There's a couple of big things that have happened since then. But really, the core of our business is the Knight Food brand. And what we are is a snack food company which manufactures and distributes products specially formulated for nighttime cravings and nighttime consumption. So at night, most people tend to get their least healthy cravings of the day. Science shows that we make our least healthy food choices as it gets later in the day. So in that slot between dinner and bedtime, you've got about $1 billion a week in snacks being consumed. And the most popular choices are cookies, chips, ice cream, and candy. I mean, you could not make this up, if you tried. So people are eating right before bed in a lot of cases, and they're eating the least healthy stuff of the day. And it really not only messes with their, it's a guilty thing. You feel like you're trying to do the right thing all day. You kind of mess it up. You know, a whole day's worth of healthy choices disappears in 6 minutes when you got that bag of chips or that spoon and the tub of ice cream or whatever. So, you know, we try to give people options that are snacks that are delicious, that will satisfy those cravings, but also do it in a way that's better, healthier, and what we call sleep friendly, because what you consume before sleep does impact the quality of your sleep, and which, you know, obviously has an impact on your day tomorrow and so on down the line. So Knight Food is dedicated to delivering and solving that nighttime snacking problem, because the problem is not just going to go away. We're biologically hardwired to crave this unhealthy stuff right before bed. So the problem isn't going to go away. And there's been media entities out there for years, decades, probably putting out articles, and if you Google late night snacking, you'll see, whether it's men's health or men's fitness or women's health or prevention, 8 tips to beat your nighttime cravings or 12 surefire secrets to beating the nighttime snacking demon or whatever fun name they try to give the article. But the reality of it is everybody knows what they should be doing. It's just really hard because biologically our programming is telling us to eat the junk. So we think consumers have had enough tips and tricks over the last 20 or 30 years on this, and we think people are ready for products and solutions and things they can keep in the house when those cravings hit that they can feel good about eating and, like we said, won't mess with their sleep. And that's exactly what we deliver with Knight Food.
You know, recently I saw an article you guys came out about MJ Munchies and the half-baked trademark product line. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, flashing back to September, it was all Knight Food, Knight Food, Knight Food. We learned and decided in November, there was a lot of, obviously, people are talking about CBD, and there's a lot of research about CBD and sleep, and we started looking at, manufacturing and distributing CBD snacks. And we decided rather quickly that it was a space that we needed to get into. We've been working behind the scenes for a couple of months at this point, and we just actually announced on Friday, we created the MJ Munchies subsidiary. It's a wholly owned subsidiary of NGTF. And just Friday, we announced that we had applied for the trademark for half-baked for snacks related to the space that we're entering. And it's amazing that the trademark was even still available. I mean, Half Baked for the snacks that we're going to be coming out with is just such a perfect brand name. And in fact, we filed the application for the trademark on Thursday, and on Friday morning we put out the news release, and on Friday we had already fielded calls from companies that were looking to license the name from us. So, you know, we're in the midst of developing product, and we think, but that just goes to show, I mean, the value just of having that brand and owning that trademark, which we expect, you know, to have at a later point this year, is extremely valuable. We're really excited about it, and we're really excited about the snacks that we're working on right now that would be marketed under that Half-Baked brand name.
My guest today is Knight Foods Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets, NGTF. Their stock's trading around 53 cents a share. Sean, I want to change gears just for a second and talk about some revenues. And correct me if my numbers are wrong. In the third quarter, you guys did about $36,000 in revenues. And then in the fourth quarter, you guys did about 200% more. What gives, and how things are going to be looking in 2018?
Well, we think 2018 is going to be pretty explosive. You know, the real boost to our revenue, we launched our new website September 20th. So that's basically, I guess, 10 days before the end of that quarter. You know, the quarter ends on September 30th. So, you know, mostly it was the new website, which is converting at a tremendous rate for us. You know, when we run cold Facebook traffic there, you know, some of our campaigns or most of them are converting at an average of over 3%. And that's an amazing thing. I mean, you've got somebody on Facebook, they're looking at pictures of their niece and cat videos, and they hear about this Knight Food, which is something that most people, let's be honest, still have not heard of the brand or the product.
Absolutely.
So here you are, you hear about Knight Food, you click over, and we've got about 3% of those people placing an order. Now, the amazing thing about that is, and that's really high in e-commerce. You know, I don't know if you're aware of that, but the average for Facebook traffic from something we have posted on our Facebook wall, a study that came out recently, is about 1.56%. So we're at about double. And when somebody orders on our website, think about what's happening, right? They're ordering a product that they've never heard of before, they've never tasted. It's a snack that they've never tasted. And they're spending $23.99 plus $4.95 shipping. That's the minimum. So basically it's $28.94 for a product that they've never tried, a snack that they've never tried, because they're trying to solve this problem. You know, we think it's an amazing statistic. We certainly think that we can improve on those metrics as we continue to optimize. But, you know, the simple reason is that the revenue is able to grow because we're able to really communicate the brand. We've got some great video assets up there that people can see that really help communicate what we're doing in a fun and you know, kind of an educational way. And look, the bottom line is it's a problem that people want solved for them, we believe. And as we make more people aware, we expect revenue growth, you know, to continue. I mean, you know, through the first part of January, the first 10 or whatever days, I mean, we were on track to blow away even our best month from the previous quarter. So, you know, it's an amazing thing when you think about people going from nothing to spending $30 in just a few minutes. In fact, one person posted on our Facebook wall, she said, and I'm going to quote loosely, it said something like, "I think that's the fastest I've ever ordered something online in my entire life," like with an exclamation point. And that's great, because this is, it's a nagging problem, Everett. It's not something that people are necessarily looking to solve, but when the solution is put in front of their face, people just snap their fingers and like, "Oh my God, that makes so much sense. That's what I need." And it just clicks that this is something that they want to try. And of course, just as importantly, you know, our reviews are great. People can look on our Facebook reviews or Amazon. They won't see on Amazon right now because we're out of stock on Amazon, but, you know, it's 4.1, 4.2 stars. And so, you know, people really like the product. So first, people are motivated to try it because it solves a real problem in their life. And then people really like the product. So that's a really great 1-2 combination.
You know, there was an article out on Sunday at the Wall Street Journal titled Hershey, Mondelez, I Return on Shift to Healthier Snacks. What can you make of the trend about the snack space? What's going on right now?
Well, all the big consumer goods companies, I mean, you know, people know Hershey's. Everybody knows Hershey's. Not nearly as many people know Mondelez by name, But Mondelez owns, you know, some brands that everybody does know. They own Oreo, is probably the most well-known and beloved. They own Cadbury. They own, you know, Ritz crackers and Triscuits and Wheat Thins and Trident gum and premium saltines and, you know, just a ton of brands that everybody really knows. And what people don't realize is the amount of acquisition activity that has been going on. You know, you look at some of the acquisitions, you know, Hershey's just a year and a half ago, 2 years ago now, maybe it's even longer, but they acquired Crave Beef Jerky. And Hershey's is on record as indicating that, why would a chocolate company acquire a beef jerky company, right? But they understand that they need to expand, and they need to get away from just, you know, people are looking for healthier stuff. That's the bottom line. Nestle just a couple of weeks ago announced that they were selling off their entire U.S. candy division. And the acquisitions that are going on, you know, Kellogg's bought RX Bar a couple of months ago for $600 million. Skinny Pop Popcorn just got acquired in a deal that was, you know, when you calculate the debt, it was, I think, valued at about $1.6 billion. So, you know, the trend towards healthier snacking is continuing, and the big consumer goods companies realize that they can't start new brands, new categories in the space. And so what they're doing is they're looking for scalable brands that can grow. They're looking for brands that can become platforms. You know, we personally think Knight Food fits that profile perfectly. And, you know, we know we've got some additional revenue milestones to hit, but at a certain point in time, it certainly seems reasonable that some of these big consumer goods companies are going to come calling, because our brand fits everything that they're looking for and everything that's driving all the acquisition activity that's going on. And it is frothy out there. I mean, the multiples are quite high, as anybody can see if they do that research.
You know, Sean, we're still in January, and you guys did a couple of press releases. One was the national TV campaign on ESPN and Lifetime. And you also talked about infused products. How do you see 2018 shaping up for Knight Foods?
Well, I think the Knight Food brand, I think it's going to be explosive for the Knight Food brand. We're undertaking some initiatives right now that people can probably start hearing about at some point, and in the next few weeks they'll see how things are taking shape there. You know, but we think this is going to be a very explosive year for Knight Food. We've got our eye on some additional formats. We expect to be introducing gluten-free snacks in the second calendar quarter, May, June, somewhere in there. And, you know, we just think that the web initiatives that we're taking, you know, we're finally ready to step on the gas. We've got new product that's going to hit the warehouse, in the next couple of weeks, and we're just ready to go. In terms of, you know, the half-baked line, we're super excited about that. We've got products in development now that we think are going to be really, I don't want to say revolutionary. I don't want to oversell anything. We really can't talk about what it is, but we've got some really unique products that I think are going to open some people's eyes, and we're going to have a lot of fun with those. And we're in talks already with some really important points of distribution on the half-baked line. Even as the products are not yet developed, we've got a track record, and the guys on our team have a track record, and I think people know that they can expect some great stuff out of us. So, you know, we think it's going to be explosive for both verticals, you know, the nighttime nutrition, which is under the Knight Food brand, and then the marijuana and CBD and related products that are going to be under the MJ Munchies, and much, if not all of which, will be under the half-baked brand. So just an amazing 2018 coming up.
Well, Sean, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. I hope that you don't wait another 6 months to come back on, or how long it was. I thought it was way too long. I want my listeners to take a look at the stock. They're trading on the OTC market, NGTF. Their market cap is just a tad bit over $16 million. I still think it's undervalued, even at 53 cents. Sean, is there anything that you would like to add to that in closing here?
Well, you know, I think something that seem pretty obvious to me, but I've learned that it's really important to investors. You know, we put out an 8K about a week or two ago now. You know, I'm locked up, and my co-founder, Peter Layton, we're locked up. We're in this for the long haul. You know, I don't pay as much attention to the day-to-day price, but, you know, we entered a 100% lockup, and, you know, we're just in here grinding on the company because we know what's in store for us. We're not looking to exit our position. We're in it for the long haul, and, you know, you say you believe it's undervalued. I'm not one to disagree with you, and, you know, we're going to see where this thing goes, but we're going to have a lot of fun on the way.
Sean, thank you very much for stopping by here at Stock Day. Looking forward to talking to you in the next 2 to 3 months.
Thanks so much, Everett. We'll talk to you soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.